This is Mary Ellen Cubitt, producer for Arts and Letters. Today, on our special music review episode, we'll be featuring songs from this past season, including music from Amy Garland.
Gotta open my mind, sing once again, write it all down, just so I don't forget.
Handmade Moments.
We follow light of the sun, empty head is easily won.
Raised up right on a houseboat.
S.J. Tucker and many more.
Came. Helen left a mark on everyone who knew her name.
Stay tuned for an intimate look at the musicians from season 5 on Arts and Letters. From the studios of KUAR in Little Rock, Arkansas, I'm producer Mary Ellen Cubitt. Welcome to Arts and Letters Radio, a program providing opportunities for the celebration of the arts and humanities. Our executive producer and host, Jay Bradley Minnick, is busy in the studio recording and editing episodes for Season 6 that will start this fall. So in the meantime, I'd like to share with you some of the amazing music featured this past season on what I'm calling our Arts and Letters Music Review. And we might even get a visit from Jay Bradley Minnick later in the show. As many of you know, music is at the heart of much of our storytelling, and we typically feature singers, songwriters, and musicians from Arkansas and across the Mid-South. However, during an episode, we typically can only share a small portion of each song. So today, we'd like to celebrate Season 5 by playing some of my favorites. Season 5 found us working with several new artists, as well as some old favorites. Bookmarked with Steve Yarborough is about award-winning writer Steve Yarborough's personal relationship with the Southern novel The Last Picture Show by Larry McMurtry. In this episode, we featured the debut self-titled album from The Artisanals. Based out of Charleston, The Artisanals are led by Johnny Delaware and describe themselves as featuring a blend of 70s heartland rock and alt Americana. For me, The Artisanals really capture the feel of Yarborough's coming-of-age story set in the 1970s. Here's Angel 42.
Let the fear out. I've been
everything that I'm made of wants just a little taste. Don't even have to try to figure it out. It's gonna fall into place. I had a vision of you, Angel 42, flying over the Dakota Badlands. Your broken wings dropped me to the sand, and I slipped out of your hands. And now there is no song that I can sing to give the lost to you. Oh, Angel 42. Oh,
that was Angel 42 from the Artisanals. Much of the music from Bookmark with Steve Yarborough was from the Artisanals' 2018 self-titled debut album. But a behind-the-scenes fun fact, the episode also featured guitar playing from Yarborough himself. A wonderful song from the episode was Blood Here Still in My Veins, from Central Arkansas artist Amy Gardlin, from her 2013 album, Hang a Light. This is one of the highlights for me from this episode because it added such a soulful female voice into what was a very male show.
treat you right, all's I call. Well, I tried my best, but I'm a woman with a lot of unrest, and there's more a-coming. Never did I try.
Song, Tossing and Turning, was from Memphis singer-songwriter Grace Askew, from her 2010 album, Until They Lay Me Down to Rest. You're listening to Arts and Letters and our special Season 5 music review. We'll be right back. Let's return to the Arts and Letters music review and a special behind-the-scenes interview with our executive producer and host, Jay Bradley Minnick. Jay Bradley Minnick, welcome.
Thank you, Mary Ellen.
So, Brad, many folks come up to me and ask how we choose various songs for different parts of the episode. So in our music review, I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about how you make decisions about what music you'll use and then where you decide to place it in the show.
Surprisingly, the show, each show that we do, takes almost a year. So along that time, we keep our ears really open. And when you and I spend a great deal of time at many of the local clubs, and they're such good ones, and we listen for musicians who are playing, and we capture some of their music in the studio and generally save it for a little while. And then when the right show appears, we match the song with the moment.
But that's, I think, exactly what people want to know. How do you decide what the right moment is? Like, what is it about a particular song, a particular artist that matches up with the theme from that episode?
Okay. So here's an interesting story. We were at Sticky's watching an artist named Dorothy. And I was kind of standing outside I knew it was a musician because he was standing next to the bus, and he just was kind of interesting. And I said, hey, what's your name, and do you do any solo work? And he said, yeah, I do a lot of solo work.
Where out west, my son, may he find your day. Nights are restless nights. So the writer
I explained that we do a show called Arts and Letters, and he said his name was Ted Russell Camp, and he was just a delightful guy, and went into the bus and got two of his CDs and gave them to me.
Stars will shine so hard, you can't sleep at night.
And one of the songs on that was called We're Out West. And so we were at a point in the show with John Gould Fletcher where John Gould Fletcher decides that he's going to take a trip west. He had left Harvard for a brief period of time and he was going to take a trip out to California. And he was on a train, and we wanted to capture the spirit of the West. So this song, which I had kept for a little while, was just a perfect match for that moment. It's kind of ethereal and dreamy. It has the word "so the writers say" in it. And I knew it was just a perfect moment for that moment in the show. So we try to capture the voices of those who are not heard in the show through the music.
So while I have you trapped here in the studio, could you tell our listeners a little bit about what they might be able to look forward to in the next season?
One we're working on is about Rose Marie McCoy, who was an African-American singer-songwriter from Arkansas.
Well, I ain't gonna wait for you no more down here, down here.
And she wrote over 850 songs during the span of her very long career and long life, played by some of the most well-known artists, Ike and Tina Turner, Linda Ronstadt, Elvis Presley, The Stray Cats.
Faith Hill.
Faith Hill. And you've said this, and I think it's so apt. She's one of the most prolific songwriters we've never heard of. So that's one of the shows that we're really excited to premiere, and that'll be in two parts. Should air in September.
Well, thank you for that sneak peek.
Sure.
And thank you for coming by.
You're welcome. Thanks, Mary Ellen, for doing this. I love the music, too, and I'm so happy that you're featuring these musicians in a special format where we can really just listen to their songs and not necessarily be caught up in the story that we put them into.
When this message reaches you, I'll be loving someone new. I ain't gonna wait for you no more. Down here, down here.
Our December show, The River Whispers Her Name with Jay Greelin, featured one of our longtime musical partners, the Damsels in Distress, husband and wife team, Lauren and Micah Sukani. Another behind-the-scenes fun fact, they also wrote our theme song. Here's their original song composed for the December episode, Fishing at Midnight.
I went to work. On my lunch, I walked around. When my eye caught the red door there of the church. Upstream, if I could go. So I got down on my knees. And I prayed in Jesus' name for guidance and for strength and compassion for the weak. 'Cause in the waters of this life there is great suffering. And now I'm fishing at midnight. My thoughts are swimming upstream. If I could go
a fan of the Damsels in Distress's quirky, cool style, visit their art, music, and story blog, paperopera.com.
Take me to KUAR, for I don't drive. You can take me anywhere, for I don't drive.
In March, we partnered again with Memphis singer-songwriter Grace Askew. For the last year and a half, Askew has been working on a song-a-day challenge where each and every day she writes and performs a new song live on her social media. Several of Askew's songs appeared in March's episode, Marvel, Wonder, and Surprise, featuring author Joe Mino. These songs were written in 2018 as part of the Song-a-Day Challenge. Here's Grace Askew with The Cowboy Kind.
Handkerchief blowing in the frosty morning air. Life on the range is no end, no fear. Snow on the ground, soft as the mane. Busted and braided, weathered and alone. The soul of a cowboy is still in Idaho. Happiness is simple, happiness is free. Watch the Appaloosa and follow their lead. Gallop to the border where dreams come alive. Gallop to the border.
The cowboy came.
That was Grace Askew with A Cowboy Kind.
Cowboy.
Check out her Song a Day Challenge on her Facebook or Instagram account, or visit graceaskew.com. You're listening to Arts and Letters on KUAR 89.1. We'll be back in a moment. This is Arts and Letters, and you're listening to a special presentation celebrating the music from Season 5. April found Arts and Letters in a deep dive about hospice care and what the living can learn from the dying in the episode Because You've Never Died Before. This show featured National Hospice Advocate Dr. Kathleen Rusnak. Two songs that stood out for me in this show were Base Pay by the Arkansas duo Handmade Moments and Unfolding from Houston-based Folk Family Revival. Handmade Moments is the folk Americana duo of Anna Moss and Joel Ludford, originally from Arkansas, who now reside in New Orleans. Another fun fact, Joel was actually an intern at our sister station, KLRE Classical Music, here at UA Little Rock Public Radio.
Ghost floats over the interstate in a stale fog of purple and gold. The ground breaks, streets start to crumble. We stumble as we make our way home. We follow the light of the sun. Easily won, they grab us right where it counts. So we march on. Every door slams and it shuts in my face. The kids sit with no one to talk to them, so instead they learn to speak with their guns. We follow the light of the sun. It's easily won. They grab us right where it counts. So we march on. Sun, an empty heart is easily won, and they grab us right where it counts. So we march on, on.
That was Bass Pay from Handmade Moments' 2015 album, Eye in the Sky. Also featured in Because You've Never Died Before was the song Unfolding by Folk Family Revival from their debut 2011 album of the same title.
I hear thunder, but it's a voice. It says a word I've never heard before. I see a color, but I can't look, 'cause I'm a heartless outlaw and a crook. My heart won't go if my mind's not ready, and I won't stay if you won't stay here with me, and I can't breathe if you won't breathe in me. I feel lonely when I'm not sad. Oh, you're unfolding. Tell me that a storm's not coming. I feel the cold front coming in. I can hear a noise, but I don't know what it is. It sounds like singing, it's not. Then it sounds like screaming when suddenly it stops. My heart won't go if my mind's not ready, and I won't stay if you won't stay here with me, and I can't breathe if you won't breathe into me. But I feel lonely when I'm not sad. Oh, you're
was Houston-based Folk Family Revival, comprised of the Langford brothers, Mason, Barrett, and Lincoln, and Caleb Pace. Recently, we were able to Facebook Live an extensive interview with the guys when they visited us here at KUAR.
And then this new record is after like a lot of years of touring really hard and playing together a lot more in different rooms and different writing.
We've had really great music shared with us all season, and for me, a highlight was truly the songs in our two-part season finale, She Was of the River. The Arts and Letters team would really like to thank Iris DeMint for sharing several songs for this show about Denise Parkinson's book, Daughter of the White River, about the life of 1930s Arkansas folk heroine and outlaw, Helen Ruth Spence. Becca Mankari is featured in this episode. She's an American folk musician based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And some of you may remember her song Golden that I loved from last season's show, Grace Lee Eudora Abbott. Here, in She Was of the River, Mankari returns with another magical and mystical tune, Arizona Fire.
Scratch me anywhere and I'll catch fire. Arizona fire. Arizona fire.
Fire from Becca Mankari's debut solo album, Good Woman, from 2017. If you hear a song in one of our shows and want to learn more about the music, always check out that episode's webpage on artsandlettersradio.org. You can also check out our Spotify playlist, which always posts available songs. River of Joy was another song featured in She Was of the River. It's by Bonnie Bishop, and we met Bishop when she was performing at Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack here in Little Rock in the fall of 2018. And we were honored that she shared her song River of Joy with us.
Oh, River of Joy. River of Pain. River I love. Know my name. As I have made your water my dream. And I'll get there even if I'm going upstream. Wherever I travel, I find my way. River of hope, Lord, hear me pray. Cause I know you could carry me out to sea. But I'm going upstream. Find my way against the curve. Bet my heart upon the sun. Bear my soul upon your water. So let your mighty, mighty river run. I'll take my That's a chance I'll take going upstream. And why? And you call my bluff. You know I can't hide. And you test my faith in things unseen. And I'm gonna need my strength. Cause I'm going upstream.
That was River of Joy by Bonnie Bishop from her 2019 album House Sessions Volume 1. We can't mention our two-part season finale without highlighting a new partner to Arts and Letters, S.J. Tucker. Her amazing original ballad, Girl from the River, was featured in both Part 1 and Part 2. we were introduced to Tucker's work through author Denise Parkinson, who is also using Tucker's music in the upcoming documentary film about Helen Ruth Spence.
Heaven is a river on a sticky summer day. When you're a daughter of the Delta and the river's where you play. Miss Helen was the best of these, and now she's gone away. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Raised up right on a houseboat back before the Dust Bowl came. Helen left a mark on everyone who knew her name. They all recall her fondly, though she met her end in shame. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Through the flood of 27, hidden springs all kept their taste. River people never let a good thing go to waste. When times got bad, they never saw decisions made in haste. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Heaven is a cool brush arbor by the riverside. But they say Helen lost her way for good the day her daddy died. Soon her mama followed, but Miss Helen never cried. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Tame the girl from the river, shoot her down there in the dust. The river takes no prisoners, and the girl does what she must. River justice is the only kind I know to trust. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Heaven's in the hearts of those who miss you when you go. Helen made her way to town where the jury sat row by row. Before their eyes, she shot the man who laid her daddy low. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Heaven's in the hearts of those who smile to speak your name. Regardless of the pressman who would glorify your shame. She was Arkansas's own gun girl in a time of fickle fame. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. A killer and an orphan waiting for the court to say if they'd rule for her release or keep her always locked away. Helen made an honest living in the little town cafe. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. The owner's reputation as a mean and handsy mess earned him nobody's sympathy and bullets in his chest. Though the Lord already let her go, Miss Helen did confess. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Tame the girl from the river, shoot her down there in the dust. The river takes no prisoners, and the girl does what she must. River justice is the only kind I know to trust. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Heaven is a story shared at night when work is through. Shared with sisters in the lockup who don't judge the things you do. There were men who needed killing, and your hands were ready too. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Can't catch the river's daughter when she's running for the fence. Just the first of many prison breaks Miss Helen did attempt. When they dragged her back, oh, they whipped her till she wept. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. She saved her lockup sisters when she ran away again on a trip across three rivers where the women would be sent to earn the warden money at the whim of wicked men. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. 10 more lashes with a black snake, and they tossed her in a cage. But just like that old summer sun, her spirit kept ablaze till the warden set her up to die, the last escape she made. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Cage the girl, tame the river, shoot her down there in the dust. The river takes no prisoners, and the girl does what she must.
Maybe river justice is the only kind of trust.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. You won't find the river people on the lower white today, but you'll hear of river justice if you know the words to say. As for river people's secrets, well, they took them to the grave. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. There's a ghost for every river, every road and CCC, and the Corps of Engineers can't have these rivers running free. There's no headstone, just a big old cedar watching over me. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul.
That was S.J. Tucker with her original ballad, Girl from the River. Check out her work at sjtucker.com. And for more information on the documentary film, visit the Helen Spence Project on Facebook. Broadcast from the studios of KUAR in Little Rock, you've been listening to Arts and Letters. We hope you've enjoyed our first Arts and Letters music review. Special thanks to the Galactic Engineers of Magnetic Sound, the Mad Deadly, the Artisanals, Grace Askew, Ted Russell Camp, the Damsels in Distress, Handmade Moments, Folk Family Revival, Beckham and Kari, Bonnie Bishop, and S.J. Tucker. Check out our website, artsandlettersradio.org, for more information on each of the talented artists who so generously shared their music with us this past season. We'll be back in the fall with new episodes. Until then, check out our archive of over 50 shows on iTunes, Google Play, or where you find your favorite podcast. Want more behind-the-scenes facts from the show? Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or our YouTube channel, where you can see performers record right in the studio. Thank you to Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack for keeping music alive and well in Arkansas. Generous funding was provided by the Arkansas Humanities Council and the National Endowment for the Humanities. This is Mary Ellen Cubitt, a producer for Arts and Letters Radio. Thank you for joining us. Brad always closes with a quote, so let's heed the words of Plato. Music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything.